when we are praying, something happens. And let's open to Malachi chapter 3, the book of Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Before we see the glory of the Lord, you know, in the days of Solomon, David prepared the way, and the glory of the Lord, when they built the temple, the glory came. Like we've said over and over, when the glory of the Lord begins to move, it comes to people in different generations in different ways, based on the culture that is existing at that time. God will move according to what is on the ground. If there's serious sin on the ground, God has to bring repentance before the move of God. If there's righteousness on the ground, the move of God will just come naturally and take them to another level of glory. So, when we are praying for a move of God, and we've been seeking God in a generation that is so confused, and in a church that is so mixed with tares and wheat and everything that is in it, when God begins to move, he responds. And I want to read a few scriptures to us. We read the scriptures in the Bible, but we're going to look at how it's going to look like as God begins to move in our midst in this moment. Malachi chapter 3, he said, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. The word of the Lord comes that brings a brokenness and repentance before the glory of the Lord. That is, this scripture is talking about the message, the preparation set before Jesus, called John the Baptist. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom we seek, shall suddenly come to his what? Temple. Are you the temple of the Lord? Yes. Is everybody here the temple of the Lord? Yes. Okay. Here is the Lord saying, "I will come to you. I will come to you individually. I will come to you corporately." This is, if you read the book of Malachi, the children of Israel has backslidden. And he's saying, when I come this time, this is what I will come like. Okay. He's coming to us individually as God's temple and corporately. He says, I will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. Now, but who may abide the day of his coming? Amen? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Meaning, God says, before I display the beauty that you are, I have to take you to the laundry. Amen? He is like a refiner's fire, a purifying fire. And it's like a fuller's soap. That's the description of the response. God says, be prepared when I come. This is what it will look like. And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of gold. He used gold as an example. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old when God started with them, and as in former years. Then, he says in verse 5, and I will now come near to you in judgment. This is what he will do. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and the idolaters, and against the forswearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and all those stuff. You know, he's saying, I will come to my temple first. I will come to the church first. I will purify it. I will purge it. I will cleanse it. Then I will establish it and set it forth in righteousness before I will begin to deal with the world. Amen? Now, so we see that. Let's look at another scripture. Let's open to the book of Isaiah chapter 4.